Hey everybody, welcome. Thank you for joining. My name is Matthew. Today we're going to take a look at the total Bitcoin supply and how it's projected to grow over the next decade. Okay, so here we have this nice Bitcoin supply curve that halves the rate of emission, as we've talked about in the last few videos, halves every 4 years. And right away, I want to address your attention to the right axis. This is on the right axis. You see Bitcoin supply in Bitcoin terms. And I do have a max and min function on this software, but it's a bit buggy right now. So you see that the max on this right axis at the moment is 25 million Bitcoins. And for those of you that know anything about the Bitcoin protocol, you know that per the protocol, the rate of Bitcoin issuance in total cannot be more than 21 million. So just keep that in mind, even though you see the axis going up to 25 million here. Do note that by 2140 or thereabouts, the Bitcoin protocol is projected to hit 21 million Bitcoins, and per the protocol, there will be no more Bitcoins issued. So native Bitcoin terms here, this is what we're looking at. Check our prior videos. We've done lots of analysis on the halvings and how it all works. But you see here the Genesis block, 50 Bitcoins per block, 7,200 per day were being issued. That was the emission rate per miners. And in the first few years, a few million Bitcoins were issued. Keep in mind, again, we had CPU mining here in the early years, 2009, 2010, then we went to GPUs, and then we went to ASICs. ASICs, by the way, as far as I know, it's one of the fastest business concepts that has come to market, basically. Miners, people that wanted to mine Bitcoin, they knew that they needed as fast computer chips as possible, and special purpose rigs and setups, miners, as they're called, to mine Bitcoin. So getting ASIC chips to market was really one of the fastest, as far as I understand, proof of concepts to market as far as sort of a tech product goes, perhaps ever. It came incredibly fast, this special purpose mining chip that we call ASIC. And that's what's used today to mine Bitcoins. But if you were mining here, as most people know, you could mine on a laptop. Even in 2009, 2010. And you see that the rate of emission wasn't as stable as it was planned to be. Here's a little bit slower, actually, and then it grew right about here towards the end of this first epoch we have when we get to the first halving. This starts to be a more stable rate of emission, the 7,200 Bitcoins per day. And then we got to the first halving. At the end of 2012, and we went down from 50 Bitcoins per block to 25 per block. We continued on this rate of emission for 4 years until mid-2016, where we went down to 12.5 Bitcoins per block, and this is all per the protocol. And this was during an in time of intense scrutiny and speculation on Bitcoin throughput, particularly as it relates to transaction fees and the size of transactions that can be included in a Bitcoin block by miners. We've talked about that as well. Of course, SegWit, the activation of segregated witness, changed the Bitcoin protocol to both partially expand the size of blocks. The weighted average got up to 4 megabytes, but primarily also it was fixing some bugs in the protocol and made the protocol much more secure, allowed many more things to happen, and kept Bitcoin's block size, the so-called block size, at a very low, concentrated value, with the intention, of course, that the Bitcoin network can be and remain decentralized throughout all time, where basically most anyone can run a Bitcoin node if they have a decent enough laptop. So this was a big watershed moment for the nature of the Bitcoin protocol during this epoch here between halvings 2 and 3. Then we go to the last halving, which occurred in May 2020, 2020, just as COVID was kicking off. People were confined to their homes, but the Bitcoin network was kicking on, went down to 6.25 Bitcoins per block or 900 per day. And that's where we are today. Now, I'm going to extend this out to the year 2030. Again, we know the Bitcoin emission all the way out until the year 2140, and that's going to be 21 million Bitcoins. It's not going to get up to 25 million Bitcoins per the protocol. But because we know this, we know how the difficulty works, we know the rate of emission is approximately every 10 minutes a new block comes into existence in the Bitcoin protocol, we can extend out the supply, the emission rate and the supply rate as we look forward to the future. So I'm going to do that right now. And there it is. Until the end of this decade, we'll have two more halvings, and the next one is going to be coming up next year. So I'll zoom in a little bit. It's hard to even see how the kink changes or is here. If you zoom in, there is a kink here. Basically, we're going to go from 900 Bitcoins per day here in about end of April 2024. And also my trusty block clock, as I've mentioned, has a similar date that I am calculating here. End of April 2024, the rate of emission is going to halve. And we're going to have only 450 Bitcoins per day possible to be mined, or 3.125 Bitcoins per block. And that will make a shallower slope of the Bitcoin supply curve. And then we'll have one more 4 years later, or 210,000 blocks later is more precisely how you would say that. And we'll zoom in here to where we will go from 450 Bitcoins per day roughly to 225 Bitcoins per day, or 1.5625 Bitcoins per block. And that will take us to the end of the decade, to where we get to December 31st, 2030 on my chart that I'm building for you here. 20,563,857 Bitcoins. So it's pretty remarkable. I mean, people have talked about this for years, for over a decade now, how interesting this is that a decentralized monetary protocol has emerged. It's being serviced and working freely in the market. Miners, companies, institutions are looking at this, trying to figure out a way how to mine Bitcoins. Certain institutions, of course, are trying to figure out a way to stop the Bitcoin network. But it really is incredible, the invention of Satoshi, from his white paper, Halloween 2008, released, I believe, November 1st, 2008, to the world. And then from the Genesis block, January 3rd, 2009, when he mined the first block, 50 Bitcoins, he turned it off for a couple days. And then January 9th, let's zoom in here, January 9th, 2009, he mined 900 more Bitcoins. And this was the day as well that the client software was released to the world. And Bitcoin started to kick off, bootstrapped really from IRC and different mailing lists. But people started to understand it and to tinker with it. And indeed, it was only hackers and activists and people that really cared about this stuff at the very, very beginning. But from there, it just sort of took off. It blossomed. And it's really, really interesting. And yes, one thing to understand here, also why I showed the activation of SegWit here, one of the more important soft forks that did change the nature of Bitcoin transactions. Every few years, upgrades happen. Satoshi was doing them originally, soft forking basically himself. There were a couple hard forks. There were emergency hard forks even. But every few years, we have seen decent levels of changes to the nature of how the Bitcoin protocol works, to how nodes verify the network, to how transactions are included into blocks. But Bitcoin itself, which has the most eyes on this open source code, has continued on, at least from an economic emission standpoint, exactly, pretty much exactly how Satoshi has envisioned and laid out. And that's what the community of nodes continues to pursue. And that's validated here by seeing that these different epochs are continue to be 210,000 blocks apart, or roughly every 4 years apart. And it's just very interesting to see how this protocol has continued to grow relatively in a stable fashion, in a secure fashion, and in a, most importantly, decentralized or distributed fashion. So this is the base economic level of what we call Bitcoin. And this is very unique as well, because there is no monetary resource and there's no natural resource where we know for sure that the rate of emission of coins will be this for sure every 210,000 blocks based on hash rate and difficulty adjustment. Essentially every 10 minutes, new blocks being produced by miners. Included in those blocks are transactions. And it's just a very, very unique thing. Even with gold, where we can say, and I've said this in prior videos as well, the chemical, physical makeup of gold over millions of years at the precise moment right now in 2023 is the same as it was 1,000 years ago in the ground. I'm saying gold ounces in the ground today, inside the Earth's crust. Yeah, they haven't changed for probably millions of years. But we don't know for sure, and people are talking about this, how the gold supply will change when we start to mine asteroids for not just gold, but other resources. And as well, even though, as I just said, the supply of gold is fixed right now in the Earth's crust, we're always finding more, and we always continue to have gold ounces coming out of the ground by miners, by gold miners, at a rate of approximately 1.8% per year, which has been the case for roughly 200 years. So even with gold, something that is always viewed as scarce and precious, a precious metal, it doesn't work the way Bitcoin works. Bitcoin definitely took inspiration from gold, took inspiration from even certain things in the financial markets. It's kind of like the issuance of treasury stock. We know that a company's, of course, this can change based on board votes, but we know that a company, for its latest board meeting, the latest protocol of the Articles of Incorporation of a company, they have a certain amount of outstanding and issued stock, and then some treasury stock that they could issue if they chose to in the future. Now, of course, they can always change this with board votes and all the rest, but it's kind of like that as well. Bitcoin has this unique feature where we know that as of right now, where we have 19.3 million Bitcoins issued as of, I think the last date I'm showing here, March 5th. So 2 days ago, as of this recording, 19.309 million Bitcoins issued and outstanding per the protocol. We know that there's going to be 1.7 more million Bitcoins coming over the next 120 years or so. So Bitcoin has taken the cue from many industries. Satoshi really, really had a brilliant breakthrough as far as decentralized, distributed money. Very, very different from any industry. And all of this is codified. It's solidified per the protocol that each Bitcoin node runs every day and verifies transactions and blocks every 10 minutes. And that miners partake in and produce blocks every 10 minutes, and thus they get that block reward, which is 6.25 bitcoins per block at the moment, as well as transaction fees. So all of these things work together in just a very, very interesting way. As I've said before, it's very nascent. We're early. If you haven't understood the way that the protocol works, I encourage you to continue to do research, look into this. The economics of this are very, very interesting. And as we can see, this asymptotic sort of development of the Bitcoin supply curve, a little bit of lower emission. It's not really even correct to say inflation with Bitcoin, because we know that there's only going to be 21 million Bitcoins. Again, this is very different from gold, silver, any precious metal or oil or natural gas or anything. So it's not even correct to say inflation. It's just emission or the issuance of new coins. That's another key difference. We know that there's only going to be 21 million. But, and this is where I'm going to leave you with, and we'll kick off the next video. It's still interesting to see how this declining rate of emission, it's still interesting, of course, to compare this to the world's reserve currency, the most dominant fiat currency in the last 100 years, and that is the United States dollar on a market cap basis in green. So we're going to do that in the very next video. We're going to compare the dollar value of the Bitcoin supply with the Bitcoin value of the Bitcoin supply, and we'll make some projections out. Thanks for watching. Take care.